Welcome to episode 20. Today I'm going to share one of my stories with you. This is an old story, actually. It was something that I submitted for a flash fiction contest, and I thought it would be nice to have you guys hear it. And so I'm going to read it for you. It's titled Call Button. George pressed the call button and said, "Ms. Winfield, you have a visitor." "George, don't touch anything on my desk. Sit down." George drags his feet back. "Yes, ma'am." Mrs. Winfield takes out her clipboard and begins to scribble a few short notes on the page. "What you writing?"
"My notes."
"Can I read them?"
"What did I tell you last time?"
"No." She nods.
"Well, this time isn't last time." He takes a pause. "Is it?"
"Nope. The rule still applies, though." "It is my life that we're talking about here, so..."
"Can we just get started? You're on the clock," Mrs. Winfield snaps.
"Rough weekend?" She slaps the clipboard down on her desk.
"You seem upset. A little tense," he squints.
"If you don't feel like talking, George, I can call the guard back in here to take you to your cell."
"I'm not sure you're fit for this kind of work."
"Did you do something bad this week, George?"
"Heard of stuff like compassion?"
"I want to talk to you about the altercation."
"Ever pet a cat?"
"George, I think it'd be okay if you pet a cat."
"Okay, fine."
She waits for the guard in the next room to come forward.
"He deserved it."
Another gesture of the hand, the guard stops his progress.
"You want to tell me about it?"
"No, I don't. I don't have anything to say."
"You put someone in the hospital. Multiple chest fractures, a head contusion, and a missing tooth."
"He deserved it."
"You said that. Anything else?"
George doesn't answer.
"They're going to move you to the West Wing. Isolation. No cable. Food isn't as good."
George nods.
But you knew they would, and you did it anyway," Mrs. Winfield concludes.
"Why take that chance?"
She waits.
"George?"
He shifts in his seat.
"Well, he knows the truth."
Her brow rises.
"What truth is that?"
"Really, my name is Jack. And he had to go, because he knew I figured out how to disable these cuffs."
The end. Okay, and so I wrote this, like I said before, for a flash fiction contest. And of course, they give you some parameters, which is the call button. They gave me the first line, or somewhere in there, the first line of the story. And you just have to make up a story from that. And it was really fun to write because I just like writing dialogue. And anytime I have an idea about a story, this is where I start with the dialogue. This is one of my favorite practice writings, I would say, is because I just like the interaction between George and Mrs. Whitfield. And I thought it would be interesting to end it like that on a cliffhanger of sorts. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I just want to encourage you to take some time away from the hustle and bustle of life and our busy schedules and just brainstorm, scribble down whatever story comes to mind, even if it's just a scene like this. This is basically just a scene. And I feel like when I'm writing, I'm just the person standing in the room writing down what I'm looking at. But I have no control over the interaction. I'm just jotting down what I hear and what I see. So this particular story, again, entitled Call Button, is very short, it's to the point. But I hope that it's also effective and that people enjoy it. So this is a short podcast for this week, but that's all I have. And so it's just something for you guys to digest. All right. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. God bless.